Read from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 7, Antya Kanda, part 2, talking about Nityananda. He's in the temple of Jagannath taking darshan in Puri. And now he's gone to Tota Gopinath to meet with Gadadhar Pandit. Nityananda has just arrived in Puri after 8 months he was in Bengal preaching. It was Chaturmasya, so he decided to come and meet Lord Chaitanya in Puri and then meet all the other members, primary devotees. Now he's going to meet Gadadhar. Tabe Jagannatha Hari Harsha Sarvagan Anande Chalila Gadadhara Darshan. After seeing Lord Jagannath and his servants, Lord Nityananda happily went to meet Gadadhar Pandit. Nityananda Gadadhare Ye Prityantare Taha Karibare Shakti Ishvare Sedhari. The transcendental affection between Nityananda and Gadadhar can only be described by the Supreme Lord. Gadadhar Bhavane Mohan Gopinath Achena Yehena Nanda Kumara Shakshat. Nandananda, the son of Nanda Maharaj, in the beautiful form of Gopinath, resided in the house of Gadadhar. Gadadhar Bhavan, Mohan Gopinath, Nanda Kumara Sakshat, directly the son of Nanda Kumara, young boy Kumar, Mohan Gopinath, that Mohan is translated as most beautiful form. Mohan means most enchanting, captivating form of the Lord Gopinath. The deity of Sri Gopinath, worshipped by Sri Gadadhar Pandit, is still present in one garden in Sri Kshetra, on the southwest side of the Jagannath temple, on the sands of the ocean. Apane Chaitanya Tane Karija Chena Kole Ati Pashandi Ose Vigrahade Kibule. Lord Chaitanya once personally embraced that deity of Gopinath. Even atheists forget everything upon seeing that deity. Pashandi Deki Bule. If an atheist sees Gopinath, he forgets everything. I guess he forgets his atheism when he sees Gopinath. Deki Sri Murali Muka Angarar Bangima Nityananda Ananda Ashura Nahisima. As Nityananda looked at Gopinath's beautiful face, which was adorned with a flute, Nityananda's tears of love could not be checked. Deki Sri Murali Muka Angara Bangima. He was looking at his beautiful face with the Murali Muka Angara Bangima. And his body so beautifully bent. Anga means body. Bangima means like Bankima Rai. Means beautiful body. So bent so nicely. And he's Murali Muka. It's pretty standard when you see Gopinath. He has a very long flute. And he's very big pose. His arms are like this. Remember? He has very long arms. And he's sitting down. And there's different flutes that the Lord plays, Venu, Vamshi, Murali. One is 6 inches, one is 9 or 15. And Murali is long, it's like 1 meter. So it's very long, Sri Murali Muka. So he saw that and he started crying. So we've all been there to Puri, and we've all seen Tota Gopinath. So now we should recall that sight. Because those files are in our mind, our inner chitta, and our those sanskars, bhakti sanskars, are there in our consciousness. And the two most powerful sanskars are visual and audible, auditory and visual. What we see and what we hear are the two sense impressions which become most deeply engraved in our consciousness for further recall or memory. So we've seen there and we've heard the glories of Gopinath. Now maybe we can try to imagine Nityananda standing there. Add Nityananda to the darshan of Gopinath. As Nityananda and Gopinath, Nityananda can't check his tears of love. Nityananda Vijay Janinad Garadhar Bhagavata Patachari Aila Satvara. When Gadadhar understood that Nityananda had arrived, he immediately left his recitation of Bhagavatam and came to receive him. So this is the example here. The Bhagavatam is the glories of the Lord, the Srimad Bhagavatam. But if the Lord himself comes, then one must worship the higher form of the Lord, not the literary incarnation of the Lord. The Sakshat Lord is there. Balaram's featured in the Bhagavatam, and now Balaram is standing before you, come to visit you. So you're reading the Bhagavatam. Yes, Krishna and Balaram went out to graze the cows, and now Balaram has come to visit you. Oh, Balaram, I'm busy. Let me just read about Krishna and Balaram. So he gave up the Bhagavatam to meet the Bhagavat. Bhagavat Patachari Aila Satvara. Nityananda Vijaya Janina Gadadhar Bhagavata Patachari Aila Satvara. Ordinarily, one never gets up and leaves his recitation of the Bhagavatam, because he was reciting it not just alone, but every afternoon Gadadhar would recite the Srimad Bhagavatam in the garden of Tota Gopinath, and there were many, many devotees would gather there to hear him speak. King Prataprudra would come, Kashimishra Pandit would come, Pandit Kashimishra, and Haridas Thakur would come, and Rupa and Sanatan if they were there in Puri, and Jagannanda Pandit, and many devotees would gather there to hear the Bhagavat Pat. And occasionally Lord Chaitanya would also come, practically every day. Now Nityananda's come. So he stood up from that and ran to receive. But generally, when one is speaking Bhagavatam, it's considered that Vyasadeva is there. But there's a similar incident in the Krishna book of one person giving Bhagavatam class, and Balaram came in that assembly. Do you know who that is? Ramaharshan. Ramaharshan Sutta. And he was giving a Bhagavatam class, sitting on the Vyas Asan. And Balaram himself came there during his pilgrimage of India. And then, this was, I suppose, North India, maybe. And then Ramaharshan was sitting there, and everyone stood up. All the sages and rishis stood up, folded hands to greet Balaram, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Ramaharshan thought, I'm speaking Bhagavatam. This is the higher position here. I'm representing Vyasadeva. So he didn't show respect. So Balaram didn't appreciate that. He didn't understand Vaishnavachara. It's very important to understand Vaishnavachara, the achara, the behavior of the Vaishnava. In what circumstances, in what situations, one has to behave in different ways, and one has to become very expert, otherwise he can lose his life. What to speak of lose his position in spiritual life. So Ramaharshan lost his very life because he didn't have the proper discretionary behavior. When Balaram came there, he should have stood up and received him. So now Gadadhar Pandit, he is knowing exactly what to do, so he left his recitation, Bhagavat Pat Chordi, and he went to receive Nityananda. Tune matra dekhiya tunhara shivadan galadari lagilena karite krandan. Upon seeing each other, Nitai and Gadai and Nitai began to cry, krandan, karite krandan. Anyonye dui prabhu kari namaskar anyonye done bale mahima dunhar. The two prabhus, Gadai and Nitai, then offered obeisances and glorified each other. Donhe bale ajihaila lochana nirmal donhe bale ajihaila jivana safal. One they both exclaimed. One said, "Ah, my eyes have become purified by your darshan, lochan nirmala." And the other said, "Jivan safal, my life has now attained all fruit and perfection. Perfection, my life. My life has become successful by meeting you." Baya jnana nahi dui prabhura sharire, dui prabhu base bhakti ananda sagare. Garai nitai, lost external consciousness, baya jnana nahi. Any knowledge or awareness of the external reality, anyone around them, or what they were hearing or seeing or perceiving, they were lost in the world of love, the loving meeting of the two of them. They lost external consciousness and they floated bhakti anand sagar. They floated in the ocean of the bliss of devotion. Hena se haila prema bhaktira prakash deki chatur diki pori kande sarvadas. When all the devotees assembled at Tota Gopinath saw Garaya Nitai, their manifestation of ecstatic love, prema bhakti prakash, versus bhakti anand sagar, prema bhakti prakash, then all the devotees in all directions, they started crying. Kande sarvadas. Sarvadas, all the dasas were the sarvadasas. All the many, many servants, they began to cry when they saw this effusion of prema bhakti, prema bhakti prakash. They were happy to see the love, outpouring of love between Garai and Nitai and their prem milan. Kiyad bhuta priti nityananda garadare. Ekera apriyare sambasha nakare. What wonderful affection there is between Nitai and Gadadhar. Neither of them would ever speak to anyone who was disliked by the other. So, adbhuta priti, amazing, wondrous, inconceivable love, priti, between Nitai and Gadadhar, Anangamanjari, Radharani's younger sister, Anangamanjari. And Gadadhar is Radharani. So Radharani's embracing her younger sister, floating in an ocean of love. And they would never speak sambhasha nakari. Sambhasha nakari. They wouldn't speak to anyone who was inimical to either. If you're an enemy of my friend, then you're my enemy. This is the way the world works also. Gadadhar devera sankalpa e rupa. Nityananda nindakera nadekina muka. This was the vow of Gadadhar. He would never see the face of one who offends Nityananda. He would never see their face even. So this should be the behavior of the followers of Nityananda. Nityananda is the greatest devotee of the Lord. And Balaram is the greatest devotee of Krishna. And if someone sees the face of an offender to Nityananda or a devotee, then don't look at their face. Leave that place and never see that person again. Avoid that person, no matter how near and dear they may seem to be. Because an offense to the devotee is an offense to God. Because the devotee is God's man. Nityananda is God's man, God's devotee. He's absorbed in the bliss of seva, so he's a devotee. He's a servant of Krishna and Gauranga. And Gadadhar is Radharani. Gadadhar devera sankalp erupa. His sankalp of Gadadhar Dev. He wasn't Muka. He wouldn't look at the face of a nindak. We say saruninda. This is what offense? The first offense against the holy name is a blaspheming devotees, right? Saruninda. So this is the most important sadhananda. Because if there's sadhananda, then all the other things get lost. Everything gets lost. So he shouldn't see the face of a nindak. Nityananda sarupere priti jaranani dekao na denatari pandita gosani. Kadadhar Pandit would avoid being seen by anyone who had no love for Nityananda Sarup. So no one had love for Nityananda, Kadadhar wouldn't even meet them. Tabidui Prabhustira Hayekastan Vasilena Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan. Thereafter Gadai and Nitai became pacified. Dui Prabhustira, they became cooled down, all their ocean of love and ecstatic joy of meeting each other kind of reduced. Then they sat down to engage in Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan and Chaitanya's auspicious Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan. So this is, we have Harinam Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. This is Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan. Because actually, we in Kali Yuga, we're all the abodes of Amangal. This is explained by Vyasamuni in the first canto of Bhagavatam, the unfortunate nature of the residents of Kali Yuga. Manda Manda Sumatyo, Manda Bhagya Bhadrata. This is a very nice verse in the first canto of Bhagavatam. This verse is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 1, verse 10. These are the sages speaking to Suta Goswami at Naimisharanya. They want to ask him so many questions, and they want to explain the need for this knowledge to be shared and conveyed because of Kali Yuga. Priyen Alpa Priyena Priyen. Prayen alpayusha sabya kalavasmin yuge jana amanda sumanda matayo manda abhagya yupadruta. Prayena, almost always, alpa ayush, ayu, Ayurveda, alpa means less, alpa medasaha, less brains. So, almost always, in Kali Yuga, men don't live to be 100 years old because they have alpa ayu, very short duration of life. In this age, O members Sabha, Vaishnav Raja Sabha, this member of learned society, he's telling, Kalo Asmin Yuge Jana, this is the nature and the age Kali Yuga Jana, the Kali Yuga Jana. The Manush, the men and ladies of Kali Yuga, they don't live long. And in that short life they have in their hand, they spend it foolishly because they are manda, means lazy. Sumanda matteo means that they have lazy intelligence. They are lazy, physically lazy. And moreover, they're mati, sumanda matteo. They're matiyo. Mati means their intelligence, their discrimination is very slow and very lazy also. Manda abhagya. And their abhagya, they're unfortunate. And upadruta. Above all, hiyopadruta. He means Eva. And they're certainly very disturbed. O learned one, O sabya, member of the learned society. In this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives, alpa ayusha. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So in a nutshell, they are amangal. So the residents of Kali Yuga are extremely amangal because of less short lifespan and less intelligence and lazy brains. We're lazy, as I mentioned one sweet note about determination. We give up before we even try. We don't even try. We don't give it the college try. They used to have a phrase in America. I'll give it the college try. Our mind convinces us not even to try. We don't even try. Oh, it's too difficult. We don't even try to see. Our mind tells us it's difficult. We haven't even tried. Maybe it's not difficult, but our mind is telling us it's difficult. We don't even try. We're defeated by our mind. We don't even try. So now there's something called Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan. So this is Sankirtan. Everyone get together in Kali Yuga, all the Kali Yuga Janas, Amanda Jana, and do what? Well, we're all a Mangal, so we all get together, all of us unfortunate people, and we try to chant Sankirtan. May not be very successful, but we chant Chaitanya Mangala Sankirtan. We chant Krishna's name as in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Panchatattva Mantra, then that will create auspiciousness in our life. Our life will become auspicious by contacting Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasini Gaur Bhaktivinoda. This is Chaitanya Mangal Kirtan, Chaitanya Mangal Sankirtan. So we sit down, and we perform auspicious Sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya's auspicious Sankirtan, which means create auspicious positive vibrations in our lazy brain. As we find that when we chant the name of Gauranga and Nityananda and Panchatattva Mantra, we get enthusiasm or Sankirtan. It creates auspiciousness and removes the laziness, and it gives energy and spiritual potency and energy, because Nityananda is spiritual power. Nityananda is spiritual power. He instigates. Nityananda instigates and excites the flow of devotion in the heart. He instigates and excites the flow of devotion in the heart. So there, and by that flow, one can actually chant Shuddha Nam, the Shuddha Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Shuddha Nam Maha Mantra. So Nityananda and Chaitanya and the members of the Panchatattva, there are five forms of mercy that remove the laziness from our brain and remove the inauspiciousness from our hearts so that we can actually perform Shuddha Harinam Sankirtan. So this is Chaitanya Mangal Sankirtan. Let's see. Tabe Garadhara Deva Nityananda Prati Nirmantrana Karilena Aji Bhikshat Iti. Then Gadadhar said to Nityananda, take your meal here today. So Gadadhar Dev, Nityananda Prati, Nirmantran, he gave him an invitation. Nirmantran is the same as Hindi, isn't it? Nirmantran means to get an invitation. So he invited him. My dear Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Sarup, Avadut, you are cordially invited to honor some Gopinath Mahaprasad. So we would certainly like to receive that invitation tomorrow to honor some Gopinath Mahaprasadam. So then they will find out about that offering tomorrow.